I'm getting very depressed looking at iTunes here. It's got the top five songs. Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis. Rule the World, Take That. Home by Westlife, we've just got to number three. And The Will to Live and Slash My Wrists come to mind. About You Now, Radio Edit, The Sugar Babes. And Gimme More, Britney Spears. They're the top five songs on iTunes. And the old adage that, you know, shit floats or rises to the top must be true if that's the top five in iTunes right this moment. Apologies for the expletive, if you can call it that. But there is some wonderful music out there that's been recorded down through the years. Much of it I can't play for you, unfortunately, but this I can because I went and sought permission. The Brilliant Trees. Don't Believe the Right.
Čuli ste prilog koji je poslao iz Kajra dopisni glas Amerike David Golas.
Turska premijerka u ostatku.
This life's forgiving me. That banning rights, that banning fell. I'm in your life, don't be so sure. They're killing rights, they're killing yours. Is your life in your hand? Is your life in their hand? Do you lie in your bed and dream away to hopelessness? Well, this honesty I
used to play that one off the radio, which means quite a lot, in the 90s. That was The Brilliant Trees. I won't insult your intelligence and read out a load of URLs as how to find them. You just put them in a search engine. I won't even specify a good search engine, like a really well-known one that its word is like Hoover and it's a verb. If you search for The Brilliant Trees, and you will find their MySpace web pages and things and get access to their cool music, which is still around. And the boys at the band, when asked by me, said, play our back catalogue, play it to death. You might as well. And for a band who have, you know, retired and given up as a unit, that's a lot of foresightness by them, I suppose. I'm sitting here listening to the song and I'm thinking, well, actually, let me tell you why I'm here first. I'm here because everybody's gone out and it's quiet. The only noise, really, is a couple of, well, there's a, what's the thing called? Uninterruptible power source, a UPS, and a very noisy Linux in the corner making noise. And from time to time, the grind of a external USB drive. It's quiet here. Everyone's gone out. And I said, well, I'm going to do this. We have no rhyme or reason as to when we do podcasts. They just come out. And when I say we, I mean me and I mean I. Me alone, one. The loneliest number. It's just me. I have no rhyme or reason and no schedule. And unfortunately, it is hard to contain this podcast and schedule it in any sort of way. So you can have four in a row in a week and then nothing for 6 months. And it's not because I've nothing to say, and it's not because I don't love doing it. To understand why it doesn't happen more often is to know me better, so try and know me better. And I'll try and explain it over time. But organisation and time management would not necessarily be top of my list for skills. Sitting here listening to The Brilliant Trees, and I'm thinking, you know, what if I just, you know, go to iTunes and, now bear with me a second, this is a hypothetical, purchase Leona Lewis, Take That, Westlife, Sugar Babes and Britney Spears and play the songs. If I could make it through five songs, like from the top five, which I think would sound not very nice, very narrow focused of us to play those five songs. But what would happen if we played them? Like, would we go to prison? Would we be sued by the distributors, the license holders, whatever? Probably it would be a very wrong thing to do. So that's why we won't do it. Not because we're not into experimenting or even, you know, pushing the boundaries and, you know, pushing the envelope a bit. Because down through the years in broadcasting, we haven't shied away from that kind of thing. No, have we shied away from that kind of thing? Have we? We could never be accused of staying on the right side of the law when you had a choice to do the cool and interesting thing or wait around for licensing. In fact, the direct opposite is true, because every time we went forward for licensing, we got knocked back. Every time we didn't bother about it, we advanced. It was kind of weird like that. So, in that frame of mind, I'm going to just go straight to YouTube and play some nice music. And that's the problem when you play from YouTube and you're downloading iTunes 7.5 and about a dozen podcasts, is that it's going to let you down. It's just going to sit there and do nothing, isn't it? That's better. Thank you.
brush off my cheek.
The sound of Eleanor McAvoy on the Balcony TV Music Video Awards 2007 Part 4. That's the Balcony TV Awards Part 1 of 2007, because I think they are going to have their award ceremony again toward the end of this year. So wonderful. So thank you to Balcony TV for recording that and making it available to the world via the internet. We played it from there almost directly and sounded lovely. Looks great. Where can you check that out? Well, just search Eleanor McAvoy on YouTube and you should find that there. It's a 10-minute four song video. Wonderful. So thanks to all at Balcony TV, to Stephen and the presenters, and we'll look out for more good music coming from them over the coming months, because we will. They've been going like clockwork, and they've been sending us some great music. It's a good little service. BalconyTV.com, I think. Okay, we're just flicking around and, you know, seeing what we can play here, and it isn't like I talk play song format necessarily. The format is there is no format. Let's have a moment's silence kind of format. Before I started, I was looking sideways at music and I was looking at a word. So you can just search the computer here and come up with a word and say, I'm looking for songs with a particular word in the title. I constructed a pub quiz question by this method before, and it was this particular word that was my pub quiz question, and it was to come up with songs with the word miles in the title. And you get 5 miles out by Mike Oldfield. Or 1,000 miles, which is a lot more than 5 miles, from Vanessa Carlton. Or half that distance, just half a kilometre. No, more than half a kilometre, 500 miles. When I wake up, by the Proclaimers. There's loads of them. There's one by the Pretenders, a Christmas tune.
Going away, but I'll be back if I
Okay, that's two beautiful violin tracks back to back almost, with a little nattering in between. 10,000 Miles, Eliza Carty. Check it out. Buy it. Tell somebody you heard it here on WXTC. Eliza Carty. Lovely, lovely, lovely music. Can we play more? No, we're not allowed. Who said we can't play more good music? Christopher, you're a soldier now. Cat Flint.
Captain says, wake up, Christopher. You are a soldier now, you are a soldier. Got your bed to make up, Christopher. You are a soldier now, you are a soldier. Rise, 2, 3, 4. Right, 2, 3, 4. And there's a world of water at your feet. You are a sailor now, you are a sailor. Got the guns that fire on fast repeat. You are a sailor now, you are a sailor. Eyes, 2, 3, 4. Right, 2, 3, 4. Eyes, 2, 3, 4. Right, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. All the others, other people's brothers, underneath the flag and guard, they come home. Dolce et decorum, line 'em up and pour 'em. Everybody loves a man in uniform. 2, 3, 4. Wake up, Christopher. You are a soldier now, you are a soldier. Got to earn the space that you take up. You are a soldier now, you are a soldier. You'll be dreaming of the crosshairs in your sleep, and you'll be floating on the boys lost to the deep, and you'll be waiting for the sound of the end. And if you're breathing in the morning, make your bed again. All the others, other people's brothers, underneath the flag and guard, they come home. Glory, hallelujah, hands up or we'll shoot ya. Everybody loves a man in uniform. You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
You are a soldier.
You are a soldier now.
Cat Flint and Christopher, you're a soldier now. WXTC. Yes, it was this station when you turned on this particular demand recording, and it still is. So why we need to ident to you when you can read it on your good old screen there, whether it's a small matchbox size screen or a big screen, we are the same station you chose to subscribe to and listen to. We were off searching for something there, and what did we come up with? We came up with a lovely song. Let's have a listen to the song, and while we are listening to it, we'll do some research about it. Which one first? Ah, this one first. Have a listen to this. In a moment, it will start. It will, honest.
All the time I waited here for you. All the time I stood here holding dandelions and chocolate for you. Tumbleweeds and flowers. fireworks go by. It's hard to keep them still for you to see, but you know that I try. I want to see you watching what I see now that you're mine through your eyes. All the time I try to tell you, dear, birds are singing simple songs for you and me. Cars and bumblebees go by. They're sometimes hard to quiet down so you can hear, but you know that I
broke down again. That's the thing, you just can't trust these things anymore.
Try.
Do you know what it is? It's every time I go away from the window, that's what it is.
I want to see you hear the things I do now that you're mine. A very pretty sight through my eyes.
Nina Kinnert, and what a wonderful, wonderful song. What we need to do, though, is to do a small bit of research on that song as we speak to you, and just get some track information. Through Your Eyes, Nina Kinnert, and it's in an advert for a car called the Saab. Now, my point is that that song has been out and about and played on YouTube, and it's helping push the artist, the album, the car. And it's also been on my blog by way of YouTube for a week or two or three. And it becomes really controversial for me to play that in a MP3 called a podcast in a linear structure that is a bit like a radio show. But it's not controversial for it to be out there on YouTube. Big problem when things are more controversial because they're secondary uses than, you know, calling a spade, you know, I'm sharing something. Maybe it is absolutely legally true that it's not mine to share in the first place. When you share things that aren't yours, they're, you know, it's somewhat stealing. Let's change that system. Let's change that system so that everybody benefits. WXTC.net asking big questions where we don't necessarily have all the answers. We need your help on this. If you do know how we can rectify that situation, we would love to be part of that. Watched a wonderful movie at the weekend. It's a couple of years old. It's called Girl in the Cafe. And I'd like to... Oh, yeah. By borrowing that from its owner, who paid good money for it over the internet, it's probably breaking the law too. Sorry, you can't loan me your DVDs and let me watch them in my own house on my own screen, because that's also illegal. But thanks to Donal, who gave me a loan of that DVD, and God, it's almost like a love story, and I don't like love story movies at all. But I did like Love Actually, and there be a connection between that film and this by way of the producers. And I liked this because there was a very moderate tone of a political edge to the movie by its setting, its scenery, its surroundings and its message. Particularly its message, maybe it even extended beyond a moderate tone. Have a listen to this particular sample, which yet again I take from YouTube, and that's mainly because it's just so dead easy to do. I'm going to play this to you if it works, and I could have gone and nicked it out of the film on a soundtrack and put it into a file and then played it to you from a tape recorder or a mini disc or a CD player, but no, I'll just take it straight off YouTube and share it with you. It's sharing, and sharing is caring.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was really going to make quite a long speech, but studying the menu, I see we have the most delicious souffle for dessert. And I fear if I talk so long that the souffle collapses, so will the talks.
Very funny man. The public don't realise. Very charming.
Let me start with the big thing. 5 years ago, the world made a series of the most magnificent promises. And we have determined to use this conference seriously to indent the most extreme curses of poverty in the world today. We shall not let them out of our sights, even if we may not yet have the power to fulfill them all.
Yeah. That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam, but heckling isn't really a tradition at these gatherings.
What are the traditions then? Well-crafted compromise and just sort of ignoring the poor?
Perhaps we can talk about this later?
I doubt it. I imagine I'll be thrown out later, so it's probably got to be now. I don't know how much the rest of you ladies know about what's going on, but my friend here tells me that while we're eating, 100 million children are nearly starving. There's just millions of kids who'd kill for the amount of food that fat old me left on the side of my plate. Children who are then so weak they'll die if a mosquito bites them. And so they do die. One every 3 seconds. There they go. And another one. Anyone who has kids knows that every mother and father in Africa must love their children as much as they do. And to watch your kids die, to watch them die, and then to die yourself in trying to protect them, that's not right. And tomorrow, 8 of the men sitting round this table actually have the ability to sort this out by making a few great decisions. And if they don't, someday, someone else will. And they'll look back on us lot and say, people were actually dying in their millions unnecessarily in front of you on your TV screens. What were you thinking? You knew what to do to stop it happening and you didn't do those things. Shame on you. So that's what you have to do tomorrow. Be great instead of being ashamed. It can't be impossible. It must be possible.
Girl in the Cafe from the year 2005, and it was written by Richard Curtis. You heard the voice there of Kelly MacDonald playing the character Gina, and it also stars Bill Nye, who played Lawrence, the other main actor in the film. Check it out if you can. It is out there, and I don't know, watch it, and I don't know, think of Messrs. Geldof and Bono, and, you know, their efforts to do things at Glen Eagles in the G8 summit in Scotland, and the charade that followed at the next G8 gathering that was close by. Interruptions. Hang on a sec, see how long this one lasts. 7 p.m. drinks reception in the Mansion House. And that thing will go click, click, click back at me. That's what happens when you're sitting here on the computer. You'll probably hear click, click, click while you're listening. That's because I'm on strike and I'm refusing to use Firefox, allegedly. And I'm using Internet Explorer 7. Because, tell you what, I've had enough of it. I can't take Firefox anymore. It is doing me head in with memory on this computer. This computer came with half a gig. I added 2 gig. It's up at about 2.6 gig of memory. And it's not so old. How old is it? Probably touching 2 years this Christmas. Okay, that might be old. But it's the only one I've got, so it needs to run well. So I open up 5, 6, 7 tabs in Firefox, and if any of them have flash adverts, CPU goes bonkers. And I'm trying to keep control of it. And I pretty much can't, because if you tap into something and you don't know that the advertisers are going to fire 6 or 7 or 8 flash adverts from around the page. Like, get a life. That is completely ripping up my CPU, and I don't want it to be. But the strange thing is that it's particularly bad in Firefox. Firefox with the flash and the draw on the CPU is like there's a big memory leakage hole that's just, you know, it's just not good enough, and I can't lose that much memory for no good reason. If I'm over-processing stuff and if I'm decoding and encoding and recoding stuff, fine, I don't mind running the CPU hot. But I don't like to run it that hot for one application that's leaking some crap ads that I didn't want to see through flash. So it's 2.0.0.9 of Firefox on a Windows XP, fully patched up and all that. Not a good situation. Anecdotally, I'm hearing that Firefox is not performing well under strain of heavy pages, like, you know, a full view Gmail page would put a lot of strain on Firefox. That should not be the case. Can't jump to Opera, which would be my first choice, because Opera looks abysmal with the Google Suite. And what I need to do is jump over to Explorer 7, which I put out a Twitter about this, and I basically put it that this Netscape boy feels dirty using Internet Explorer. And that's the feeling I get, but it's pretty. It's pretty, it's sleek, and I tell you what, it can run about a dozen tabs with various activities, and, you know, some of them will be flash adverts in those tabs. And while it hogs a lot of memory, it doesn't hurt the CPU at all. And it's not just that the integration between operating system and browser from Microsoft is, you know, not reporting the bad news that it's ripping up the CPU. You'd know that it's not ripping up the CPU because you can feel it, that the resources are available to other programs when needed. So that's good. How do we get on to that? We are miles away from where we started. We're going back to a music tune, and then we're going to get out of here. And what are we going to play for you before we go? And will it be something nice, something old, something borrowed, something not quite blue?
Give me back, Paul. And as I rode out through Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind been elevated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station, and me eyes began to dazzle, and they going to see the races. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to jimmery idle day. There were passengers from Limerick and passengers from Nina, passengers from Dublin and sportsmen from Tipperary. There were passengers from Kerry and all quarters of the nation. And our member, Mr. Hardy, got to join the Galway Blazers. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. There were multitudes from Aran and members from New Keyshore, the boys of Connemara and the Clare unmarried maidens. People from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful, they brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, the lozenges and oranges, the lemonade and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and the big blue bean for trumpets to be sucking while you're able. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you see the gamblers, the thimbles and the garters, and the sporting meal of fortune with the 4 and 20 quarters. There was others without scruple pelting waters at poor Maggie, and our daddy well contented to be gawking at his daughter. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble for the dancers and the trippin' on the daisies. There was others shouting cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockey and the price of horses' ages. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted on so stately, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but wild your hospitality, inducing Mr. Paisley. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day.
Never let it be said we didn't play the Dubliners on WXTC, and that was the Dubliners doing a song about the Galway races. This, I'll play a sample of this. This is live, and we hope to interview this artist really soon and do a feature podcast on her music. Have a listen to this.
And I can tell by the smile that you're good for me. I know you'll never, ever let me down. Our young men seem to be forgotten, taken off by storms. And the losers who sit in the boozers, they don't seem to know the bond.
That's the sound of Celine Carroll and a song called Honey from her forthcoming album, which I don't have an advanced title on. Do I? No, I don't. So we hope to be doing a special feature show on the music of Celine Carroll, particularly that we got accustomed to from her current album, which is called Itch. And around that album, and possibly some new tracks, we hope to sit down and chat and get behind the musician and the equipment that drives the sound of Celine Carroll. That was gutsy, that was folksy, and I liked it. Hadn't heard that before, and I got that from Graham's shed extension from early April, late March. Also, in the very near future, and let me put a date on it, around the end of November, a couple of weeks' time, we hope to meet up and record a special podcast with Lisa Hake and play some of her music and just give you a sample as to what that will be like. See if I can find some lovely tunes that we have from Lisa's album and give you an idea of what sounds we'll be having. There's a particular one I'm looking for. Can I find it? Don't think this is the one I was looking for, but this is quite nice too, so have a listen to this one.
Four poses.
Lisa Hake and Riddle from her album. We'll be going to record some tunes with Lisa in the coming weeks and an interview, and you'll hear it back here on the podcast. And apologies for some of the sound contamination or leakage that we got there, because just as you leave a frame, you lose music from it. If you return to that tab in Firefox, it'll activate Flash again and it'll come back at you. So apologies, that's what happened to me there. So at the top of the show, we thought we would, you know, get some tunes from Take That and Westlife and Britney and, you know, play them and see how long it was before either we committed suicide or they put us in jail. Yes, that would be a wonderful kind of marathon show, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think suicide would happen before they get us to prison. And then, since then, the top songs have changed to the San Diego song by the Coronas, Rockstar by Nickelback, Galway Girl, Mundy and Sharon Shannon, Don't Stop Believin' Journey, and Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. November. Aha, November the 14th. Was it yesterday that Led Zeppelin hit iTunes? God, you know what we better do? We better go over to the store and see who's number one, because I had predicted a couple of months ago that the Christmas number one could well be them. Where are they today? Nowhere near the top, but rising, I would say. Yes, Led Zeppelin to hit the top of iTunes within the next 24 hours or so. You heard it here first, or you read it on my blog months ago. Back to the song I was looking for. Yes, we were going to play some Take That, but unfortunately we weren't able to get the clearance for them. So instead, we'll play a cover version of Take That. A goodie.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I feel it's time. Got a picture of you beside me, got the lipstick marks still on your coffee cup. Oh yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion, got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind me. Whatever I said, whatever I did, didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Let's
start, want you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, tell me the song, I'll be singing. You'll be right and understood.
Let's start,
I just want you back for good. Anywhere but on a land, I figured out the story.
Oh no,
it wasn't good.
No, no,
it's in the corner of my mind. I celebrated glory,
but that was not to be.
In a twist of separation, you excelled to be free. Cause you find a little real inside from me. Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want
you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, tell me the song I'll be singing. You'll be right and understood. I just want you back for good. And we'll be together.
Want you back for good.
Whenever my fault, tell me the song I'm singing. You'll be riding down the surf.
What's better?
Hey?
What's better?
I just want to beg your pardon. I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Hal McEnroyer, Berlin's Finest, and Back for Good. Because we couldn't play Take That. We wouldn't play Take That. Okay. We're going to take our leave from you now because we didn't intend this to be so damn long or so un-bloody professional either. Just musing away here, playing some tunes. It's more like one of our live shows than one of our podcasts. Live shows? Ooh. If you want to know where the live shows come from, you've got to get in email contact with me because they are sporadic. Probably more regular than the podcasts at this stage, but they're more like 4 or 5 hour fests of music that end up at, you know, 3-4 in the morning, and we go all over the world with our music with those things. So if you want to know how they work, you got to email me, and that will be radio@wxtc.net. And if you get in contact with me, just say, you know, put me on the mailing list or something, and we'll tell you how you can listen to the live stuff. We pop up all over the place in a clandestine nature, always on different servers with different operating systems and different codecs. So one time we could be in Real, the next time we'll be in Windows, and the next time it's a shoutcast and it's coming from some weird Ustream television type thing without the pictures. So if you want to get in touch with that, that's how you do that. And finally, I'm just going to share with you one of my unusual nightmares and dreams. I woke up having dreamt that Che Guevara was born 40 years later. And he was born in his ancestral home of Ireland with that Lynch connection, yeah? And he was a junior doctor and he entered the HSE and he went head to head with Brendan Drum. And that was the spark that found the fumes of the petrol tanker and exploded, and revolution began in Ireland. And like Cuba was little playboy island off the coast of America, Ireland becomes that little island off Europe that was first to re-embrace communism. And then I woke up. I did wake up. So, with that thought,
hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy? Oh,
hello, daddy. What's your radio station called?
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was 2 kids and I was in the AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been ages since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down.
Limon and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Kulak and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.